Everyone doing well? We have a very, very big cover this morning here from Rabbi Adler, from Rosh Yeshiva NYU. I was actually this year on the Talmud, and I encourage you all to interact with him while he's here. In the last couple days that he's on the trip, he's obviously a massive Talmud Chacham, and for me personally, he's such a warm and kind influence. And I encourage you all to thirstily drink his Divrei Torah and his Atzmus as well.
It's a schus for me to be here, taking in literally the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. I know you're learning Kedushin, but I'm learning Baba Basra, so instead of giving a share in Kedushin, that would not be really feel right for me or for you. I want to give you a little bit of chizuk. We can all use chizuk, and especially Talmud Torah is one of the four things that the Gemara tells us to use chizuk. So this week's parasha, of course, is parasha Matan Torah. And what I want to share with you is based on an Orach Chaim, as elaborated on by Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in his Sefer Sifas Musar, and a little bit of Nofak Mishali, you could say. The Torah describes the journey from Rephidim to Sinai with the following words. First, the Torah says that it was on the Chodesh HaShlishi that Bnei Yisrael Vayom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai, Klal Yisrael arrived in HaSinai, that's on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Then the Torah goes back and gives us an account for where they were before and where they came, and there seems to be a little bit of redundancy in the Lashon HaPasuk, and this is where the Orach Chaim steps in and says there's something really yisodistic in this Pasuk that's speaking to us in terms of how it is that we should prepare ourselves to grow in Torah. So the Pasuk says as follows, Vayisu Me'Rephidim, this is where they were before. Rephidim, that's where we had a Mechavas HaMalek, that's where we had the water that they got to drink when Moshe hit the rock. The first time we hit the rock, that was Rephidim. But they questioned Hashem and said, Hashem Kibbein Omayim, and the Vayavu HaMalek, that was Rephidim. Vayisu Me'Rephidim. Vayavu Midbar Sinai. Now it already says, Vayom Zebo Midbar Sinai. So this Pasuk, again, sounds a little redundant. Vayisu Me'Rephidim, Vayavu Midbar Sinai. Vayachanu Ba'Midbar. Another statement in the Pasuk that stands apart and it speaks to us in some way. Vayachanu Ba'Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. We all know that part of the Pasuk. Kishach Adlai Vechad, we'll come to that as well. So the Orach Chaim says the following, and again, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz is going to develop it, and we'll try to develop it further. Kavanas hakosuv hu lehakdim shlosha inyanim heim ikarei hahachana kabbalas haTorah. The pasuk is trying to emphasize three aspects that are the prerequisites for kabbalas haTorah. Usam, through that, Hashem nachlas shaka. Number one, Vayisu Me'Rephidim. What does Rephidim mean? Rephidim is a place. But Chazal HaRadrasha, the Chazal HaMechilta, tell us, and you probably heard it at some point, Rafu Yedehem Min HaTorah. This is in the Mechilta, here you have it. Rafu means to be not tight, letting go, feeling too laid back, not plugging away, not feeling strong. In what sense was it Rafu? Rafu Yedehem Min HaTorah. Now, just to think about this for a second, what does it mean? I always wondered, what's Pshat? Rafu Yedehem Min HaTorah, they haven't gotten the Torah yet. So, Pashat, what does it mean? And I looked towards the Mechot to try to understand better what's the Pshat in this statement. And I believe the Pshat is as follows. The Lashon of the Mechilta here is, Rafu Yisrael Yedeyem Midibrei Torah. L'kach ba asone aleim, that's why they had the attack of Amalek. She'ein hasone ba, this is the Lashon of the Mechilta, Ela arifon yodayim min haTorah. What could it mean? The answer is, they had Torah in a certain way, a small way. Go back earlier in Parshas B'Shalach, last week's Parsha, and right after Pirat Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael get to a place where they can't drink the water. First they went 3 days without water, and then they get to a place where the water is bitter, and they can't drink the water. It's impossible. So Moshe davens to Hashem. Hashem shows Moshe some kind of an herb, a twig, that Moshe throws into the water turns sweet. Interesting. Sham samlo chok u'mishpat, says the pasuk, that in that place, which they called Mara, Moshe prays before the people, chok u'mishpat, some system, some laws, system of laws, what that means, we don't know. The Sham Yisrael, there was a test over there. So there's a lot to say about this whole Indian, not for now for us. But one idea, Rashi comments, and this is Chazal's tradition. Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael received mitzvahs in Mara. Pasuk says in Parshas Neschan, Be'aseres HaDibros, Shom Rashi Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Again it says, Kavi Tzivcha Tzivcha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Those four words are added in Neschan. What does it mean, Kasher Tzivcha? I've already commanded you prior to Sinai, meaning they were commanded already in Mara. Now that sounds like it's a mitzvah. But they look in Lashon Rashi, in Parshas B'Shalach, and the Pasuk, on that Pasuk, Sham Samach Hokumish, but Rashi says that what Kaisa received was Mitzvahs Parshios Shel Torah with Asek Behen. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi picks up on the idea of what they received in Mara was Asek HaTorah. They were given selections, portions of Torah. Rashi mentions Haraduma there as well from a different source in Chazal. Rashi, for some reason, omits Kibra Ve'em over there, mentions it elsewhere. He mentions Shabbos and Dinim. Dinim is Parshas Mishpatim. So right away in Mara, before they got to Torah Sinai, they were given Parshios Shel Torah with Asek Behen, to be involved with. So they were really engrossed in some kind of Talmud Torah before Matan Torah itself, in order to get themselves ready for the ultimate experience of Matan Torah. The Ramban, in fact, says, Lir Pashas B'Shalach, that it could be they weren't even mitzvah yet on these mitzvahs. Lashon of Rashi is mashma, it was the Iker Talmud Torah, and maybe they were the kind of mitzvahs like Eino Mitzvah Ba'oseh, even though the Drash of the Gemara Kesher Simcha is mashma, that it was really a commandment. Okay, you'll have to know how to work that out. The Ramban says they weren't mitzvah yet on these mitzvahs, only later on, Shabbos perhaps later on by the man, Kibbutz of the Eimim and Sinai, the Dinim also at Sinai, but they were involved. In fact, the Gemara Bava Kama Perek Meruba tells us that the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah of Sheni V'Chamishi and Shabbos is in one that there shouldn't be 3 days that elapse without Torah, and they darshan from over here that Kriyasa went 3 days without water and nine ala Torah, and then with this Parsha Mara Shabbos Mechokom Mishpat they were mitaking that there should be a Kriyas HaTorah, which is a Talmud Torah Barabim, on Monday and Thursday as well as Shabbos. So what do you see? That the Inyan of Mara is teaching us already the Inyan of Asek HaTorah. Another riot to this is from the Mechilta itself. Further, after they go to Mara, before they make it finally to Rephidim, which is the last stop before Sinai, they go to a place called Elim. Elim was like a spa in the Midbar, where they had the 70 dates, and the Mayonos Mayim. The Pasuk says there, Vayachad Misham Al Hamoy. They encamped by the water. So what do you think? You imagine a spa. What do you imagine? Right? Just taking it easy, right? Just completely just total downtime, right? Lashon HaMechilta. Vayachan u'sham al ha'moyim melamid shehoyu oskim b'divrei Torah shenitnu lehem b'mara. Okay? So what was their vacation in Elim? It was continuing on that inyan of Talmud Torah of sorts, that they got Parshas Shel Torah and Mara, with the Samsha Raya, what the Ramban says in Rashi, that there was an Indian of Talmud Torah, and I believe that's Mamish the Pshat. Now, when we get to Rafidim, things are beginning to change. They were on a good streak. They got the Mitzvah of Mara, they were involved, they got to Elam, the next stop, Vaiter. They were involved with Talmud Torah. Then, of course, they get to Midbar Sin, which involves a place called Dafka, and then a place called Ogush. We know from Parshas Masay the names of places in Midbar Sin. And then, from this place, by the Man, which we call Olush, they went to Rephidim. Something changed. Vayavu HaMolech, which was a question in Hashem, the Amunah begins to get shaky. The demanding water, they call Heisha, the Kibbein HaMo'ayin, Vayavu HaMolech, something changed. Rephidim is Rafu Yudei Aminah Torah. Meaning, what does it mean? It means Pashim. The Torah, they had something to latch on to, some Inyan. But they were letting up. It was getting a little bit, it was too much. says, so this is my little tidbit, little nugget I'm adding to what Aruch Chaim is saying. This is based on Pasha Bayim Vespir, and I'm roughly there in the Torah. So now, says the Aruch Chaim, the first hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, the real thing, the Sinai, is by Yisum Erefidim. That means that it had to overcome that Rav Yedei. This is what it is. They had it, they were involved, they were excited, but then it began to wane. Then they had experience that they had in the feed, an unpleasant experience. Now they're ready. They're picking themselves up again. Vayisum erefidim, says the Aruch Chaim, this means hisgabrus v'hisatzmus v'esek haTorah. Vayisum erefidim, they're leaving that state of feed. They're getting the chizuk back. Ki ha'atzmus hu esef ha'mafsid ha'sagasa. One of the things that's a barrier to Tain Torah is Atzlus. Because it just feels getting up too much. Atzlus. That's why you find by Kabbalah, by Torah a lot of times, Chosek va'omes. You need to psych yourself up, you need to feel focused, you need to get over that sense of laziness, that sense of just, I'd rather just stay back. I'm not going to put myself into the ring, I'm not going to put myself out. Vayisum erefidim. That's what Chazal Darshin, Zosat Torah, Adam Kiyomis Ba'oel, Shemem is Ashma Oel, you have to put yourself fully into Torah. So that's the first Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, by Yisum Erefid. Now, Rav Chaim Shmuel adds the following Mar Makom to the Aruch Chaim, point one. The Gemara has a drasha that distributed to Rava, that Torah can actually be a double-edged sword. We think Torah is wonderful, it is, Shema, everything, it has all the brachas in the world, but it really is a risk involved. The Gemara says, Zacha, it's the best thing in the world, it's San Chayim, it's manishes, life itself, it gives you everything, but there's a low Zacha. The person is not Zacha, Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. This is a Gemara, a few places in Shas, Peches of the days of Shabbos, for example. The Dibbet Torah, Yesh Bo Lohamis Lahachios. There's a potential danger in Torah. Torah is called a Sam. We see soon, the Samtem is Dibarai Ela. Sam means like an intervention, a medicine of sorts. The Zosa Torah, another place in Mardash is, Asher Sam Moshe Fnei Bnei Yisrael. Sam is like a sap. So, the Gemara says like this, Rav Adarshin, with my meaning, Rav, a person is, relation to Torah is maimin not with an aleph, with two yuds, mem yud yud, mem yud nun, meaning, what's it, yamin? Right hand. And my meaning, we'll see soon that means, Samad Chayim. Then this potion is a potion of life. Samad Chayim. L'masmi ilim ba, that's the left hand. Sama demos. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, as well as in Yuma, that Ayin Beis on the Beis. Same name of Rav. Lashon Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Beis, and on the Pasuk Zosa Tesha, Sam Moshe, Zacha, Nasis Lo Sam Chayim, Lo Zacha, Nasis Lo Sam Misa. So what does it mean to say my meaning bar? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz quotes here the Pshat of Rashi. Rashi says, my meaning bar, asukim b'chol kolcham, l'ada utrudim l'ada soda, ka'adam ha'mishtamish b'yad yamino shehu ikar. Yamin is always a symbol of, most people are right-handed. Either way, it's a symbol of your ikar hand, your ikar koach. It means if you're involved with Torah sort of like a hobby on the side, like your main focus, your mind is really on whatever it is, on sports, on other things, on current events, and whatever. And here and there you dabble a little bit, you think about Torah. That's not what, that's masmi ilim. My meaning by means that's your ikr, that's your mindset is Torah. Asuke b'chol kocham utrudim l'das, so you understand its secrets. Like a person uses the right hand, that's what they do with their, most of the koch is from the right. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, That is the first lesson of the Orach Chaim. Vayisum Erfidim, to leave that behind and to focus and to go totally throw yourself into Torah. That's the inyan of Maiminim Ba. Okay, let's go to the second Hachana of the Orach Chaim, and that is Vayisum Erfidim, Vayachnu Bim Basinai, Vayachnu Ba Midbar. What is that? Vayachnu Ba Midbar. So let's continue. The second hachana, what's a midbar? Inyan beis, hashiflus v'hanam. Midbar is hefka, it's everybody. You don't feel like you're a violent there, it's not yours, it's no man's land, right? No man's land. Midbar is a simon of hefka. He ain't the term is kaimen al mishen mashpil atzmo umesim atzmo kemidbar. Ukenegizeh amashas orachaim bayachnu b'midbar lashen shiflus ba'anava kemidbar shakol dorchem alav. Everyone is there. You don't hold up yourself. We say in our tefillah l'kaimen sor. Umkalai nafshi. What does it say? Umkalai nafshi sidon. Nafshi k'ofel kotia. We should be ready to accept insults if somebody says something which isn't so nice, not that they should, well, it happens. We don't have to respond, we don't have to feel like holding on ourselves and we have to like hit them back in return. And the next thing, what does it say right after that? Nafshi kofel kotia, sach li this or sach. That's the hachana. The Rav Chaim Shmuel Eretz expands this idea. There's another points out, the Gemara says that Beis Hillel was zocher, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, the Baskel came out, the Avenue Gimel, the halacha to Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai was sharper, because Beis Hillel had the midah of Anava. They were savlanim. He brings other Gemaras as well, how midah Anava was the hallmark of Hillel himself. You know the story in Gemara in Shabbos, a person made a bet, he got all angry, and he tried asking him what he's Nubnikashis Erev Shabbos, each time he comes out of the shower, another silly question, and Hillel is totally calm. We have a Gemara in Sachad Nassam of Love, that Hillel, there was a halacha, that B'nai B'seira, that they didn't know about Pesach being Dochah Shabbos, and Hillel came and taught it to them. But then Hillel himself said something which was a little bit biting, and then Miss Alma Halacha, so in other words, Maisa, he meant well. But there was a little bit of a chesaron in his midas hanava at that moment, and that was a lesson for him. Chut asayra, he deviated from the midas hanava. Chaim Shalom expands this idea, not just in terms of hanava and gaiva, but kas, for example. And he points out, Moshe Rabbeinu, several times in Chumash, he finally got angry, and the Russian tell us he got angry and he forgot Allah. In Midyan, the story of Shimon and Miluyim, Shimon HaMorim, even though he may have been justified, but that's a mitzvah. A person's needles get off kilter, it's gonna come at the expense of Talmud Torah. So therefore, Vayachnu Bamidbar is Tikkun HaMidos. Another, first and foremost, and needles in general. The truth is that same Gemara quoted before of Zacha Nasis Lo Sam Chayim, Lo Zacha Chas V'Shal Sam HaMavis. So we mentioned the Rashi. Rashi explains Maiminimba, Mashi'ilimba, Zach, Lo Zach has to do with how much focus, how much you put yourself out. The Ritva, I noticed in Yuma Ayin Beis, says that what does Lo Zach mean? Sama Demosa and Midos. Kishu Shona, Lihis Gadel, Lihis Gader. Kidamina Perkakore, Noach Lo Shenefka Shadasa Lohanav. In other words, there's a famous question Tosfos addresses in Shas a few places, in Tainus and other places, that what's the status of Torah Shelo Lishma? A person learns Torah and has other agendas. So one Gemara says that a person should be Osik by Torah, even Shelo Lishma, because ultimately you come to Lishma. So it's a stepping stone and you'll get to the higher level. Another Gemara says that a person learns Shelo Lishma, better he shouldn't have been born. No question, Nefesh Shel Yatzla Apana. So Tosis, a couple places in Shas, is machalek between the type of Shelo Lishma. The Shelo Lishma, which is, you know, we can tolerate. Yeah, it's not perfect, it's a little bit of Nasa Kabul Pras, you're looking to get over Habayibin or whatever, But you're not looking to spite somebody else. You're not looking to be pogged someone else's car, but you're not looking to contact. You want, some people have the shalom, they're learning in order to be able to totally undermine other people and to use their Torah to affect and damage other people. Let's have for something example, missionary, right? So they're looking, manage to proselytize people, get them away from Torah mitzvahs. That would be example, Shalom Shalom is, totally nefesh al yasa apana. But Shalom Shema, which is on such a level, that's Samad Mosa. In other words, when the midos are so corrupt, not just that, we all have a little bit of the Yitzhahara. Okay, we have multiple agendas. But basically, on the right path, we have a good heart in the right place. Other people, that's the problem. If there's a major issue in midos, that's some of the most. So we go to the midbar, the Yachnu Bamidbar, right, that's the second achron of HaKabos HaTorah, Tikkun HaMidos, to the extent that a person is mamish lacking in that, that's where Torah can be the exact opposite. Not the Sam of the Chaya, but the Sam of the Mos. It's interesting. We mentioned before the word Sam. Right? Sam Tem, the Gemara said, the Sam Tem is Bara Eila. The Gemara Kedushin, you're in a Kedushin, right? So I don't know if you're up to this yet. Daf Lamin and Samia. Right? Daf Lamin. So the Gemara says, the Sam Tam. Sam Tam. It's a pure remedy, right? It's like a bandage. Nimshu Torah is Sam Chaim. This is a Sam Chaim idea. Mashal Adam, she gets to know Maka Gidol, Nimshu Makaso. He puts some kind of a bandage on the wound. He says, Bini Kos Machar Tiazu Makascha, Achom Ashan Ascha. Say Mashan Ascha. You're a little protected. You can indulge a little bit more because you have the Sam on you and you can take a bath with hot, cold. You remove it, then you're really vulnerable. But Rasi Yitzhahara, Rasi Lo Torah, Torah fights the Yitzhahara. But that's when it's just like a little Yitzhahara. But if the Yitzhahara becomes your Iker, then it's the contrary, then the Sam is worse. The very first time we find this Inyan of Esek HaTorah, I told you before, is where? Where Mara. Right? That was the Inyan of Mara, to learn Torah. And in Mara, you find, the Torah emphasizes the Inyan of the Fuah. Connection to the story there. Mara, Hashem says, in Shema Tishma, Hashem Apecha, and you listen to my mitzvahs, then all the illnesses that I placed against Mitzvahim, Asim Alecha, Ki'ani Hashem Rof Echa. Not a coincidence. The Torah emphasizes the before idea in connection to the mitzvahs of Mara, which were from Talmud Torah. Also interesting is, you have the same drasha, in a way, my own. Ki'ilu, I'm not making my drasha, but I am, off of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Sam Tam is the Lashon Sam, right? Lashon of, you can switch the Sin and the Samach. So here you find two words of succession, the same exact two letters in Mara. What did I quote the Pasuk before? Sham, Sam, Lo Chokum Mishpat. Those are the words of the Pasuk that speak about how the Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, placed before them these mitzvahs. And Taka Torah says twice, Sham, with the dot on the right side, and then some with the dot on the left. And here you have the Maimininba and the Masma'ilin. It's mamish a remez, a golden remez to the Gemaras. Again, this is, you can call it Eginet Rasha, but it's mamish off of the Gemara. You have this idea that the Torah could be a Sam Chaim, there could be a Sam Chas V'Sham, the opposite is Sham Sam. Right? So this is the second step toward Kabbalah Sator. That's Vayachnu Bamidbar. And finally, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. This is, of course, the idea that we're all familiar with. And I'll just express it in the Orach Chaim, how he puts it, B'inyan Gimel Hu B'chinas Yiyud Chachamim B'Tzchadrus B'Lev Shalim B'Tamim. The idea that people who learn should learn with a sense of unity, not to be divided, factionalized, Roshi U'Bad Devad, even in terms of Chavusa learning, the importance of learning together, Yisibadu yachad v'yechadidu zeh lazeh, the fact that you're machadid each other in learning, you test each other's limits within the Masal Matan of Torah, v'yasbiru panim zeh lazeh, and there's a sense of achdus, and negez ha'olam v'yichan sham Yisrael l'ashim yachid k'ish echad. Again, Rechaim Shmulevitz taking this and elaborating somewhat on it. By the way, it's Maimar Lamed Vav, if you look it up later in the Sichas Musa. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, the idea is that Kabbalah Satorah was not given to individuals. was given to Klal Yisrael, and there's a certain koach of a rabbi. Klal Yisrael, every individual is part of that Knesset Yisrael, that collective. And if we connect with that, then we're zochet to much more than what we could on our own. And therefore, that's the importance of Achdus and Kabbalah Satorah. That's why we know, as we mentioned, Talmid Rabbi Akiva suffered during the time of Sefirot HaOmer, as we know, because they did not show each other proper kavod, because that was the essence of Torah. Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe taught, Rahab Racha Kamocha. If there's a chesaron in that connection of Kishafa B'Levecha, then you're lacking in what Torah is supposed to be for us. Then he quotes interesting Svarnu. Svarnu says, Vayachanu Bamidbar, that they were involved with setting things up for the camp where they were encamped. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains what it means is so Moshe Al Elokim says. So Shmuel says, Yisrael Samu Panei and Al Ischiach Hanoyim. Kari is so busy getting themselves, everyone has to have their their little tent set up and everything. That's what it sounds like. Moshe Al Eichanash Molin for work. Moshe says Rav Chaim, it's not a critique of Kari. So to the contrary, when the Sparno says, Yisrael Shom Paneim of Iske Chanoya, he means as follows. Reuven is setting up Shimon's tent, and Shimon is setting up Reuven's tent. Not like everyone's for themselves. In other words, I have to make sure you have a good spot, and you have a good spot. And this is, of course, the inyan of Achdus, that everyone looks out for everybody else. Okay, Hayotze Midvareinu, and I think, the application for us is so clear. And each of these three ideas is so relevant to open a Torah, especially as we're learning together in a yeshiva. You go to a zman, and you start off on a real roll, and you're excited in the beginning, and you pick up momentum. This is like Mara and Elim, right? You heard about Torah, they got excited, it's all new, and then you get to Elim, and you carry it on. But at some point, it doesn't continue. You begin to feel like, okay, now I need a break. You have to know, of course, there's... You have to know your limits. Obviously, you can't learn 20 hours a day and not sleep. You can't, you're going to crash. Obviously, you have to know where your limits are to begin with, but there has to be a consistency. And if a person feels like now, I'm out, that's what happened in Rafidu. Rafu Yedem and Atar. This is a challenge for all of us. I know you have, coming up, you have like a major Bechina in how many days, 10 days or so, or whatever it is, and a 40 blat. Okay, this is now home stretch. So if you have to put yourself out, really overcome the atzlus, at any point that's present, again, even if you feel like you've gotten into a little bit of that refidim mode, Kari still got into it, but then they got over it. Sometimes you need a little bit of a wake-up call. Kari still refidim, they got an attack from a molek, hopefully whatever it is for us. Sometimes you realize I fell into a rut, and the next thing I know, I don't feel good about myself, and something's happening. It's like a sign, something that goes into school signs, like you're getting off track. Okay, so then what you do is you get back on track. But you still merit feedback, you get past that. That's the first lesson. The second lesson, Bayachanu Bamidbar. We all have to recognize work in our midas. It's easy to feel like, from the other Talmidim and Yeshiva, maybe I have to show myself up more, I have to show them up. I have to, gaiva. We all have a little bit of an ego, and it can sometimes affect us. Instead of really recognizing that anava is a key to Talmud Torah, and working on anava, that's something to really keep in mind. And broader sense as well, general, midos in general, if we have certain areas where we need to work on ourselves. So this is the time, because we're younger, and hopefully if we can fix what there is to fix, then we'll stay that way. And finally, the ultimate idea is Kishach B'Levecha, which Baruch Hashem as a yeshiva, I think it's very easy to be able to relate to. And the Koach of a Tzibur, I know this all the time, I tell the Talmidim in my Shir, that there's a Koach to a Tzibur. People are there together and people feel each other's energy and they get pulled by it, they're carried by it. Then everybody's elevated, everybody stacks. And if everyone looks at themselves like they're individuals, then it doesn't work as well, it just doesn't. So we should always appreciate that there's a dynamic, there's an energy, there's a tremendous force in a domain, right? Just a few people, everyone's by themselves, to the koach of the tzibur, appreciate your chavusa and what they do for you and how you do for them, appreciate the chavura as a whole, appreciate what your vein do for you and creating that sense of cohesiveness, yeshiva as a whole. With these keys, I think we have the remedy of Sab Chaim. And my bracha to all of you is that Baruch Hashem that you're here, you know, you're all Shana Bet, or most of you are Shana Bet, and those of you who are not, hopefully will be Shana Bet. And in the I tell you, a Shana Bet is just a Shana. I mean, there are exceptions, of course, but as a rule, Shana Bet is a multiplier effect. It's not just another year, but it really puts you in a whole other place for your rest of your life. Your connection to Torah remains in such a way that hopefully can build even more momentum. And show a tremendous hatzlacha in your learning and all that's required to continue to grow in your learning and appreciate every day and every minute of your experience here. Baruch Hu should send you all tremendous bracha, Yimal Hashem, Kol, Mishal, Kol. Amen.